Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Danielle Pettit-Majeski about heart health. She's the administrator of Washington County Public Health.
February is Heart Health Month. Is heart disease something that's common here in Iowa and across the United States?
Yes. So heart disease has been the leading cause of death in Iowa since 1920.
Wow.
Yes. And it is actually the number one killer of both men and women. 9 out of 10 cases of heart disease is preventable. And so that's why that statistic is so upsetting or tragic.
What can people do in their daily lives to improve their heart health?
Oh, you know, it's really adding in small steps. I think we talked about this during New Year's resolution time, but just adding in some small changes, starting to move more. If you can take the stairs instead of the elevator, if you can have an apple instead of a candy bar. I mean, making small lifestyle changes will drastically improve your health. And it will also improve your risk of not getting heart disease.
Does diet play a big part in this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when you think about what you're putting into your body, I mean, that impacts, you know, how hard your heart has to work, whether it's got lots of saturated fat. When you gain weight, then everything has to work harder. Your heart has to work so much harder to maintain, you know, just that movement to push the blood through, because it can impact your blood pressure. So obviously hypertension, high blood pressure are components of heart disease or cardiovascular disease. And so that can really make you have to work so much harder just to do your everyday tasks. So by lessening your body's load, by, you know, even losing 5 to 7% of your body weight, you know, so if you weigh 200 pounds, 14 pounds, I mean, you can drastically improve your overall health.
And are there certain foods that really people should stay away from?
You know, I think a good frame of reference is anything that comes in a package, you know, anything that has a plastic wrap on it, you know, whether it's Twinkies, whether it's fast food, whether it's something that you get in a freezer, you know, something that you can nuke and eat quickly. Usually the convenience types of foods have a lot of salt, they have a lot of fat, and they're not good for your body overall, and then can thus cause you to be overweight, high sodium amounts, and so it's all linked.
And would you have any advice for people? I know you said it's the convenience foods.
Yeah.
A lot of people are on the go these days.
Right.
Do you have any tips for eating healthy when you're in a time crunch?
Absolutely. My biggest tip is plan ahead. I know that sounds crazy. It's something I do. I cook usually once a week. It take about 3 hours. I cook a whole bunch of food for the week, and I have it prepped and ready to go. And so that way you have healthy options available to you and your family, and you're not having to grab things, you know, quick. If you don't have that time, even, you know, having healthy snacks available. So having vegetables, having fruit, having string cheese, having things, almonds, you know, having things that are easy to grab, easy to eat when you're on your way out the door, that might keep you from some of those other convenience foods that are really going to be hard for your body and hard on your heart.
Just talking about heart health, we often think of adults and how it's affecting them. Is this something we need to think about with children as well?
You know, it's kind of funny that you asked that question, because I was looking at our statistics for Washington County, specifically in terms of heart disease. Since 2000, the cause of death for ages 19 to 64, since 2000, out of those 15 years, in 10 years, heart disease has been the leading cause of death in that age group. Now, I realize that's a wide gap, but when they're starting to look at heart disease impacting you at 19, 20, 21, that's significant. And it's all about building habits. You know, if you start with your kids now eating healthy, you know, incorporating more fruit, more vegetables, getting that part of their daily routine, movement, getting exercise as part of their daily routine. Those are habits that are going to build across their lifespan. They're going to compound so that they maintain health into adulthood. And so really thinking about what we're instilling and what we're doing for our kids and what we're doing for ourselves is really going to benefit them over time.
And in closing, with February being Heart Month, is there anything that you'd like to say to our listeners as they move forward to the warmer part of the year and start thinking about getting ready for the summer?
Absolutely. You know, I would say any small change that you can make, just like we talked about with New Year's resolutions, you know, there's no perfect time to start, you don't have to do everything all at once. You know, so even like I said, switching out one unhealthy habit for a healthy habit, taking the stairs instead of the elevator, having apple instead of a candy bar. These are small things that we can do that are going to improve our heart health over time. You know, and as we get closer to the summer and it's nice and people want to go outdoors again, you know, walking, we're going to have a great farmer's market. And so utilizing that and getting some of those fresh fruits and vegetables and just really making this part of a lifestyle rather than trying to take it in all at once. Doing one thing at a time is really going to impact you over the long term.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Danielle Pettit-Majeski, Administrator of Washington County Public Health. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.